Yeah.
And what would you use them for, or what type of dishes?
Well, it's on. If you got a fireplace, they claim. Well, I have eaten bread too, way back when I was south. My grandmother take it where they have big fireplaces. No, these fireplaces would be about 4 feet wide,
mm-hmm.
full of coals,
mm-hmm.
and she put her dough in this thing, and it had a lid,
mm-hmm.
a heavy structure, and it fit tight on there.
Mm-hmm.
And she just raked these coals back, you know, and pile them on top of it.
Uh-huh.
And in a few minutes, you had bread.
Boy.
And it was bread that helped. I mean, it was something about it must help the flavor inside or something, you know. But it's much better bread than you can bake in the stove today.
Is this your grandmother?
That's my grandmother.
Well, did she do it both ways? I mean, sometime in the oven or in sometime in the oven?
She had a stove, but she
preferred it this way.
She preferred it that way. In other words, her husband, Nick, he didn't insist on her baking.
Would this be flour bread?
Either one.
Or
mostly, but cornbread.
I see. What do you call something that's usually a big black and you put it in the backyard for, say, heating water that you might use to clean clothes with? A large cast iron container usually for boiling water. I guess sometimes you might have one in the house.
A boiler?
Okay. Have you ever heard the word cauldron?
Cauldron? I've heard it, yeah.
But is it used here?
No.
If you gave your wife's flowers, what might she keep them in if they were cut flowers?
Vase.
Okay. And when you set a table, what do you put out next to the plate? They're usually made out of silver or some other metal.
Fork, bone, I guess.
If you had more than one knife, you'd have two.
Well, I don't know. They got a knife for everything.
If you just have more than, or five of the same thing. So I don't have one knife. I've got five, I think of the plural, five.
Utensil? No, that wouldn't be you.
The plural for knife.
For knives?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, knives.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't say that very clearly. After dinner, say the dishes are all dirty, and so what do you have to do? Your wife might say, "I must the dishes right after dinner."
They say everything. They say clean up the dishes, wash the dishes.
Okay, and after washing them with soap, they have to be
rinsed.
Okay, so you'd say your wife the dishes.
Rinse the dishes.
Okay, and. What are they dried with?
What are they dried with?
What do you dry dishes with? Piece of cloth. What do you call it?
They wash them with a dish rag. They call it the dish rag.
Uh-huh.
They dry them with a drying cloth.
Okay. How about a piece of cloth you might use on your face in a bathtub or something? What do you call that? Well, a piece of cloth that you'd use for washing your face.
Wash cloth?
Okay. And something larger than that that you dry the rest of yourself with.
Towel?
Okay. And what do you call a water pipe at a kitchen sink?
Faucet.
Okay. How about if it's in the yard, in the backyard or the front yard?
Spigot.
Okay. And what if it's on a barrel? Do you have a barrel with something that you can turn on? Call that?
Faucet.
Okay.